Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A great decision out of a federal appeals court. They have ruled that Donald Trump can't invoke executive privilege. He can't keep records from the January 6th panel. Now, what's that all about? The January 6th panel subpoenaed records of Donald Trump at the White House for the day of January 6th and surrounding it to get to the bottom of how much he was involved in ginning up that insurrection. You know he was. He sent out a save the date card the previous month, said you might want to be in Washington on January 6th. Some stuff is going down. Steve Bannon warned people the day before in his podcast that there were going to be something happening. Trump spoke and lathered up the crowd, going march on the Capitol. I will go with you. He lied, of course. He went to the White House with security. Go to the Capitol. Pence may do the right thing. If he doesn't do the right thing, oh, well. You think they built that gallows right after that? Are you kidding me? That had been planned. You know, build a gallows and stick it on the Capitol grounds. And they went through shouting, hang Mike Pence. Some of them marched through in military formation. That was a crowd that was largely composed of people who were ginned up on the moment, but at the same time, units that had been prepared. So here's what the federal appeals court said. Trump goes executive privilege. The government said, wait a minute. Who's the president? Joe Biden. Joe Biden said he would not invoke executive privilege. And Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th commission said they want it. So where's your executive privilege? And Trump goes, well, I was the president at the time. Biden had to clear it with me. Well, Biden did clear it with him on November 3rd. He beat him by 7 million votes. That's how he cleared it with him. He cleared it with the American people, so he cleared it with him. Here's what the appeals court said. They said executive privilege cannot be used to subvert the Constitution itself. What a beautiful phrase. Executive privilege can't be used to subvert the Constitution itself, end quote. I think that that means that even if Trump had won the election and were still the president and invoked it, they would have ruled against him. But here they went on to say, you know, there are three co-equal branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary. Two of them say these documents should be turned over, the legislative and the executive. So what? The judiciary is supposed to say that we're not going to permit it and permit the Constitution to be subverted by the use of a privilege that is denied by the executive, the current executive, and the legislative? I don't think so. I don't think so. But what's really happening here? Do you understand the impact of judicial delay? Do you understand the impact of judicial delay? Here's what's happened. Bannon, of course, now has been held in contempt, but he's appealing. Meadows has sued Pelosi. Trump will appeal this to the Supreme Court. That takes a little time. They are counting the days till November of next year. And it's almost this year. I'm talking about November of 2022. They are hoping that the Republicans take the House and the Senate for that matter, but the House. If they take the House, the Republicans will elect a majority leader and a speaker. Kevin McCarthy hopes that he is it. My own view is that he is unpopular in a lot of areas. He might get it if that happened. I hope and think that it will not happen, but for somebody else. The House gets sworn in right at the beginning of January. They do not wait for in a presidential year, they don't wait for the president to be sworn in. This is not a presidential year. And then presto, they withdraw the subpoena for those records. They withdraw all subpoenas for Meadows, for Bannon, for everybody else, and they disband the January 6th panel. And they disband the January 6th panel. Presto. There was no insurrection, just a bunch of guys with a few beers in them, a bunch of patriots killing five people, beating up cops, causing brain damage, causing 130 police officers to still be on medical disability. Just a bunch of folks. That's what the government's coming to. That's what the government's coming to. This is all about judicial delay. Nobody believed that a guy who lost the presidency can invoke executive privilege to stop an investigation into why he ginned up an insurrection to forcibly keep him in the presidency. Nobody believes that. But they understand, look, this is already January. This is already January. This panel was convened. The Republicans impeded it to the extent they could. It is bipartisan. Liz Cheney is on it. Adam Kinzinger is on it. The chief of staff is a former Republican congressman from Virginia. But it's already almost Christmas, and nobody's turned over anything that didn't do it voluntarily. Bannon isn't talking. Meadows isn't talking. And Trump is shooting his mouth off. It'll go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has six Republicans on it. Once they get it, they, quote, take it under advisement, end quote. What does that mean? When they feel like getting around to it, that's what taking under advisement means. They theoretically, they, at least in history, get everything resolved by July 1. I don't think they'll wait till July 1. But they can wait a month. They can wait 2 months. They can wait 2 weeks. They can wait 6 months. And nothing happens. And then you've burned more time off. You say you burn more time off. Then let's suppose Biden releases these records. My own view is this. When Trump appeals to somebody, unless there is a current order preventing them from turning him over from a judge, and Biden could ignore that anyway. I don't think he should. The judiciary is a co-equal branch of government. Turn him over. Right now you have an appeals court decision. There's no injunction against your turning over. Get Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the gang, Benny Thompson, up there and turn him over. But everybody's cautious. Everybody is so cautious, stupidly cautious. They'll wait till he exhausts his appeal rights. Why should they do that? He should go to the Supreme Court if he wants to and say, I asked for an injunction stopping him. They'll take that under advisement. Although, you know, here's a sad thing. You're not going to believe this. Each circuit has a justice, one justice on the Supreme Court assigned to it as the supervising justice. They call it different things. And if they were to get somebody like Clarence Thomas or Alito, he probably would issue an injunction on his own. And the rest of the court can overturn it. They never do. Sort of like in the Senate, they all kiss up to any individual senator who wants to betray the country and slow up defense legislation, ambassadors. You see how the minority gets to manipulate the government? So in any event, it's a great decision. It's a true decision. Supreme Court ultimately won't interfere with it. But we could be into the summertime. And then what's going to happen is Biden turns the documents over, staff reviews them, they think about it, they subpoena Trump, Trump doesn't show up, they go back to court, you know, indict him. Merrick Garland, where are you? You could indict him in Atlanta right now for extorting Raffensperger. What are you all doing? Go to a break, line's still open, 844-967-2789, a lot more back after the break.
Got down, but she never got touch. She's gonna make it through.